Well, the good news is there's nowhere near as much pain as last year, but there are still some bitter pills to swallow. So how will this affect you and your family? First, the provincial sales tax. You're going to start paying PST on used vehicles starting tomorrow. That'll mean $600 on a $10,000 purchase. You'll pay it when you register with SGI. There are exceptions. Any sale under $5,000 won't be taxed, and a sale to a direct family member, like grandparents or grandchildren, will be tax-free. The PST exemption on appliances with Energy Star stickers is also being cancelled, so you'll pay 6% on most appliances that had been tax-free till now. Finance Minister Donna Harpower thinks it's a hit on your wallet you can take.
A car purchase is not something that you make on an annual or monthly basis.
Many people already pay a Sask Energy surcharge on their bill each month. It goes to local government. It's currently 3%, but that's rising to 5%. It will mean an extra $18 a year on average. People who live in towns where they don't pay the surcharge now will, unless the community opts out. It will mean an extra $45 a year on average. Harpower says this ensures fairness across the province.
All of the funding will be very clear and transparent on the customers' bills.
On the rural crime front, which has had everyone talking recently, on top of the protection and response team established to work out there, there's nearly $5 million for an additional 30 officers. But what crime they will tackle is still unclear. It's designated for traffic safety.
One of the things that we've heard from rural Saskatchewan is presence. This piece will help with that. There is a lot of roads in Saskatchewan, and it's hard for them to be seen on each and every one.
Health gets the biggest share of the spending. There's new measures, including a hearing test for all babies, fully covered HIV drugs, and a long-promised dollars for autism. It will mean $4,000 for children under the age of 6 to get individual assistance. Education gets the $30 million Premier Scott Moe promised for the K-12 system. That will mean 400 teachers or teacher supports across the province. The public sector may still feel nervous. The government plans to save $35 million this year and next, although Harpower is providing more freedom to various units to figure out those savings.
Each manager will make those decisions how best to meet the efficiencies. Some may meet it and more, others may not be able to meet it. We're looking for the big picture in how we can manage this.
There's new twinning and passing lane work beginning near North Battleford, Rosetown, Saskatoon, Melville and Kenora. The government expects to make $14.24 billion this fiscal year, spending just slightly less than that. The deficit is forecast to be $365 million, and the plan to get back to balance is on track by the end of the next fiscal year, unless anything unforeseen happens. At the Legislature, I'm Sarah Mills.